Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maybe more points that I wanted to make, responding also to our colleague from Bolivia. The fact it's true, we're all focused on the Amazon forest, and I fully agree with you. We actually, by focusing only on the Amazon forest, means there will be leakage of use of dryland forests. And we forget, and I keep on saying that, and it comes from Switzerland, which sounds a bit strange, but I've worked in dryland forests, that we need to be careful also. Dryland forests also needs to be restored. And we see there might be big dangers of leakage once everybody's only focused on tropical forests. So we need to keep an eye also on that type of ecosystem, because it's also very valid for water. We know it in the southern part of Mediterranean. If you have trees, you actually have water much longer during droughts. And so we need to be very careful on that. Now there is another initiative, and Switzerland is a big big fan of the trees in the cities. In UNECE, we do finance programs in that, because we believe this is something very important. It's also for climate change, very important, but also to get people of the cities closer to trees to understand. We're even going to, I can't remember if we call micro or mini forests, very tiny forests, to demonstrate also to the public the importance, and that can be very tiny, but we think also as an education purpose, this is good. But on top of this, the Convention on Wetlands has another scheme, which I'm trying to connect, because as I sit in all those different forums, it is the Wetland City Accreditation. And I've just sent last week the Wetland City Accreditation for the city and canton of Geneva. So this is how a city can get an accreditation for 6 years, because they take care of wetlands. So that can be anything, as my colleague Flora said, from a marshland to a lake to a river. And you can connect it also with the forest and look at it. And that can be either in the city or around the city. So there is another scheme, and those are global schemes, the trees in the cities and the wetland city accreditation. If you go on the website of the Convention on Wetlands, you will find all the cities, so it's quite global. And then on payments for ecosystem services, well, this convention was the first convention to ever in the UN to come with a publication on recommendations on payments for ecosystem services in integrated water resources management. And this was a joint venture of this convention, the Convention on Wetlands, the Forest Division of UNECE, IUCN, and UNEP. So it was a wide already, and the year is 2007. So we had already those joint exercises. So if you are interested in that, there's plenty of information. It's probably not as up to date as I wished, but this is something that you could look on. That's very important. Thank you.